Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Housing lender. Ron? I was hoping to bring in Johnny McGonigal with wonderful music, perhaps his favorite song. But he's coming on nonetheless, the man we call John Football, Johnny McGonigal from the Post-Gazette. He's on his way to Charlotte for the big game, apparently giving us the Bellefonte snorkel, which I just learned through my headphones. Not the type of guy who would give us the snorkel,
he might
is he?
Be on the plane, for all we know. He may not be able to do it. That would be a Bellefonte snorkel, though, if he committed and then can't do it, right?
I don't take Johnny as a guy who would deliver a last-second Bellefonte snorkel.
No,
do you, Ron?
I think he enjoys coming on and sharing his expertise with us.
Here we go. This is the music I was looking for, Ron, and that means he's on the line. This is one of Horse's greatest creations, taken from a passive-aggressive yup that Johnny delivered at the end of one of our interviews. Very contentious, but I must say that Johnny has been proven right in many a game with the Pitt Panthers this year. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. He is an absolute legend, John Football. Hello, Johnny.
Joe, Ron, how we doing, guys?
We've never been better, and we appreciate your inquiry. Are you headed to Charlotte even as we speak? There was rumors you're going on the Pitt charter. What's happening here, Johnny?
I am not going on the Pitt charter, no. I'm sitting here in my car in the long-term parking lot at the Pittsburgh airport. Once I'm done here, I'm going to walk in, go through security, and get down to Charlotte.
Johnny, you seem like the type of man who would do everything in advance. You have your boarding pass from last night. You're very well organized. You're perhaps traveling with only a carry-on, yes?
Absolutely.
I had him pegged, Ron. You have a question for him?
Well, you know, before we talk about the game, let's talk about Pickett a little bit here. We were speculating that this conceivably could be his last game. Do you anticipate him playing in a bowl game? You know, obviously looks like he could be a number one pick. We see more and more of those guys bowing out. And does it matter if they win or lose? If they go to a New Year's Day bowl, is it more likely that he'll play than if they go to a more minor bowl?
You know, this is something that I considered asking Kenny this week. We met with him on Wednesday, but I figured it'd be a better question for after Saturday's game, so I didn't ask him that. It is something that I've thought about, and whether or not he would play in a bowl game. I think he'd play just because that's who Kenny Pickett is. He's not a guy who would, you know, skip out on an opportunity like that to finish off his season with guys he's been playing with for 5 years. Would I blame him for not playing a bowl game? Absolutely not. But if you look at it and say, okay, if he wins the ACC championship tomorrow, that's the best way to go out, right? Go out on top. You accomplish what you set out to do 5 years ago when you came to Pitt. But then you're bailing on a New Year's Six bowl game and an opportunity to get 12 wins. And then if you lose the ACC championship, do you want to go out on a loss? So I don't know. It's one that we'll certainly ask him after tomorrow's game. But you know, I wouldn't blame him if he doesn't play in a bowl game, but it doesn't seem like the kind of guy he is.
John, I agree with you, but we're talking millions here. You know what I mean? We're talking about a lot of money as a first-round pick.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, him coming back was a $10 million decision. If you look at the difference between what, you know, Ian Book, Notre Dame's longtime quarterback, got as a fourth-round pick last year with the Saints compared to what Mac Jones got as the, 15th overall for the Patriots, I mean, it's a $10 million difference, and so or $11 million difference. So, it was a great decision for him to come back, but there is a lot of money on the table, and he still has a Senior Bowl ahead of him, a combine, private workouts, all these different things. But also, you know, this season means a lot to him. It means a lot to a lot of these guys on the team, too.
Johnny McGonigal on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So you get the impression then that even if they lose and they're headed to the Military Bowl to play East Carolina, that he would choose. You'd be surprised if he didn't play.
Well, I'd be mildly surprised, but then again, it's like you have the numbers in front of you that this is what he stands to make as a first-round pick. And I'd understand, respect, and applaud him for making that decision if he ends up doing that. I also don't think they play in the Military Bowl. I saw that was one of the bowl projections, but at this point it seems like the loser of the ACC Championship game will go to either the Holiday Bowl out in San Diego to play a Pac-12 team or the Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville to play an SEC team. So I don't think it would be the Military Bowl, but I get what you're saying.
All right, who's going to be the loser tomorrow night? Do you like Pitt's chances in this game? I picked 58-55 Pitt. Wasn't that the score of the North Carolina Wake Forest game? And I think it could be whoever has the ball last.
I'm with you, Ron. I don't quite think it's going to be that high scoring, but I have Pitt winning 45-42. And I know that's, you know, we're both right on the betting line. I guess that's, the betting line right now is Pitt -3.
That is correct.
Over-under set at 71, so we both think that's going to hit. I think it's a high-scoring game, but I do think, Pitt's defense has stepped up when it's needed to, at least down the stretch here against Virginia, against North Carolina, and I think they do it again. They get a stop and Pitt gets the ball back. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a game winner by Sam Scarton. Their first-year starting kicker who, you know, has made 16 of 19 kicks this year, but he hasn't been in one of those scenarios where it's like, hey, you need to make this, and he could find himself in one of those scenarios. On the flip side, by the way, Wake Forest's kicker, you know, 89.5% on his career. It's tied for second most accurate in NCAA history. So I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of field goals tomorrow, but just something to keep in mind.
Johnny, tell us what the likely bowl is then and the likely opponent with a win or a loss, if you had to pick one for each.
Yeah, well, so for a loss, if they end up in the Gator Bowl, they would play Texas A&M, Arkansas, and then, you know, or if it's a Holiday Bowl, it looks like UCLA. And for a win, Ron will love this. It's looking like Ole Miss. So Pitt against Ole Miss in the Peach Bowl. Down in Atlanta would be a big game, a fun game between Pickett and Corral. Those are the likely options at this point.
Do we have any chance at Pitt-Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I think so. Obviously, if Notre Dame doesn't make the playoff, which there are a few scenarios that they can miss out. They're, six right now? So, yeah, there's certainly a path to that. And I think that would be a lot of fun, too.
That would be great fun. You can have your Ole Miss, John. I'll take Notre Dame.
Did you guys see the video of Marcus Freeman getting introduced?
I did. I was telling Joe about it earlier. Pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. Especially with Brian Kelly leaving out the back door the way he did.
With a Southern accent last night.
Suddenly
he
has a Southern accent. How about that?
It's hilarious. It's pathetic and hilarious.
So, Johnny, let's talk about this game. No, let's first talk about the Heisman. That's what I had written down here. What if things go poorly for Alabama against Georgia? Then Pickett, you know, has a 5-touchdown incredible game. Like, what are his chances right now at still winning the Heisman, in your opinion? And then second to that, what are his chances of at least going to New York? I'm assuming they still go to New York in these times as one of the top three.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could even be a top four, top five. It all depends on just how tight the voting is. And I think it could be tight. Like you mentioned, Bryce Young playing Georgia tomorrow in the SEC Championship game. You know, after that drive to come back and tie it against Auburn in the Iron Bowl, send it to overtime, they win that game. It feels like Bryce Young's award to lose at this point, but at the same time, you know, Kenny Pickett has an opportunity here, and he's on the national stage. I worry that some of, like, the Southern voters or, you know, guys maybe in the West Coast, like, haven't seen a lot of Kenny Pickett. There's a chance for them to do that in a potential shootout. And, you know, if he puts up really good numbers like he has, you know, all season, yeah, I mean, he has a shot still to win it. I think his place in New York should be locked up if they you know, if he plays well. You know, if he goes out there and plays poorly and they lose, I don't think he gets there. But, you know, if he plays well, I think he's definitely going to New York. He should be, at least. I think he deserves a spot there.
I'm with you. I think it's Bryce Young's award to lose, though. You know, if he has a great game against Georgia, I think he locks it up. But the other kid is Addison. I know the voting is done for the Biletnikoff. I have to like his chances of winning that even more than Pickett's chances of winning the Heisman.
Yeah, no, Biletnikoff, yeah, those votes are in. I don't have a vote for the Heisman. I do have a vote for the Biletnikoff, and I voted for Addison. You know, the kid is the most, you know, receiving touchdowns in the country by a wide margin at 17. He's been so integral in this passing game and a top four offense in the country. He's played out of his mind. And, you know, if Wake Forest defensively ends up doing what Syracuse did last week, play a lot of three deep, force, you know, Pickett to go underneath and be patient, you could see a lot more, you know, swing passes, bubble screens to Addison again this week. He could be, you know, kind of, you know, what, 10, 12, 11 catches for 100 yards. You know, I expect him to have a big game tomorrow.
Wake Forest can't stop the run either. I mean, their defense is basically horrible. Let's be honest here.
It is.
So this is a good thing that Pitt's running game seems to have all its pieces back, yes?
Yeah, Izzy Abanikanda will be available. Their lead tailback averaging over 5 yards a carry. He missed the Syracuse game, ended up leaving at the top of the second half against UVA with what Narduzzi called it, a tweak. But he is available, so that's good. They have him. Vincent Davis, who had 100 yards against Virginia, and then obviously Rodney Hammond, who has become their closer, the true freshman running back who, you know, loves putting his head down, getting tough yards, even at, what, 5'9". You know, Tim Salem, the tight ends coach, called him one of, like, said he's as tall or as big as a Mountain Dew can. But he's been really good for them this season. So, yeah, those three running backs behind an offensive line that'll have Owen Drexel back at center, or at least expected to be back at center, you know, I think they'll be able to run the ball in Wake Forest. And that's the other thing, too. Like, if they end up, you know, a touchdown ahead late, I think that running game comes alive and is able to maybe close out a game for them.
John, is this a one and done for Pitt, or is this the chance to build on something big going forward? I mean, obviously this is going to be remembered as the Kenny Pickett year, but he's not going to be coming back next year. What do Pitt fans have to look forward to next year and beyond?
Yeah, look, obviously the quarterback position in 2022 and beyond is a massive question mark, and so much of a season's success goes through the quarterback, like we're seeing from Pickett this season. But, you know, outside of quarterback, you have Jordan Addison back. You've got on defense, Servacier Dennis, Kalijah Kancey, Hava Baldonado. There's a handful of guys on that defense that could end up going to the NFL, but I think should come back, improve their stock. Brandon Hill at safety. You know, there are a lot of guys for this, you know, whether it's 2022 and 2023, there's enough young guys on this team to build around moving forward. And I think, you know, obviously it has been the Kenny Pickett show this season, but, you know, it's been Izzy Abanikanda, you know, getting over 5 yards of carry. It's been Addison. It's been so many of these different guys that have stepped up. Even true freshman, you know, Gavin Bartholomew, the tight end who, you know, 10 of his last 13 catches have gone for touchdowns or first downs. Like, he's contributing at a high level for this team. So, yeah, I think they're in a good spot. You know, again, if the quarterback play is on par, or not necessarily on par, but, you know, positive next season.
Johnny, I see there have been some people who have thrown Pat Narduzzi's name into some of these coaching situations. There's no chance he's going anywhere, is there?
I don't think so. Yeah, I guess there were a few national reports that were saying, hey, here's a list of candidates for Notre Dame, and he was on that list. Obviously, that job is filled now. I don't see him leaving. He's got 3 years left in his contract. I wouldn't be surprised if an extension gets worked out here in the next couple weeks. you know, he's won now. It's a 10-2 season, possibly a 12-2 season, and that is going to bear fruit on the recruiting trail in the coming years. You know, normally that kind of success isn't immediate, but, you know, kids, sophomores, juniors in high school, we'll see what Kenny Pickett, Jordan Addison's doing. And so I think, you know, Pat Narduzzi and his staff, guys like Brendan Marion, Charlie Partridge, a really good staff, can parlay the success into future success.
John, do they have to win tomorrow for this to be really remembered as a successful season? It's kind of hard to get by a loss to 15.5-point Western Michigan and 9.5-point Miami. Do they need to win this tomorrow?
Well, yeah, they'll tell you they need to win it. That's what they expected coming into the season. That's what Kenny Pickett expected, was to go win the ACC championship. For it to be deemed a success, I don't know. I think it depends on how tomorrow goes. If they get blown out, then yeah, that's a disappointment, or that's disappointing. But to get 10 wins in a regular season for the first time since 1981, like, you can't really take that away from them. So I still think the way that they've navigated this regular season schedule after losing those games to Western Michigan and Miami is impressive, no matter how you slice it. And, you know, even if they lose in a shootout, people aren't going to forget the year Kenny Pickett and Jordan Addison this team had. So I still think it's a success, as long as they don't go out and lose by 40, which, again, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think I'll remember it for sure as the Kenny Pickett year, that he was unbelievable, and Addison too. But the Pickett year, really, you know, going for the Heisman. But I could slice up the regular season another way, Johnny. They were favored by more than a field goal in every single game and never played a ranked team and lost to as a 9-point favorite and a 15-point favorite at home. Like, they navigated their way to this game. That's good. But it's really the least they could have done with that schedule and that quarterback, in my opinion.
I get that, but it's college football. You know, this stuff like that happens. You know, a loss like Miami, it just happens. It's not just Pitt, especially this season, too. I mean, you know, it's been...
How about Western Michigan?
Yeah, Western Michigan is inexcusable, and they'll tell you it's inexcusable, too. They've talked about that like crazy. I'm still of the opinion, and I guess it's easy now to say, but I still think that if they don't lose that game, they're not here. Like, I think they learned a lot from that game. They learned a lot about themselves, the players only meeting that Kenny Pickett called the Sunday after. I think they grew from that. So I would, you could argue that without losing that game, they're not here in the ACC.
I hear that. I definitely hear that. But it's not, for me at least, not justification for losing to the last place team in the MAC. And I look at it more as that loss may very well have cost this team a chance at the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, if they're 11-1 right now, they win the ACC championship, you know, they're fringe. They're what, 5 or 6? They're ahead of Notre Dame, so they're probably 5. So yeah, that's the difficult pill to swallow. Absolutely. But again, I still think that if you don't lose that game, you're not here, and we're not even having this conversation. So, but I get it's. I don't know. It's interesting to play this, you know, play their kind of revisionist history on if they beat Western Michigan.
All right, John, give us your prediction once more. You said 45-42 Pitt. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely.
All righty. Safe travels. John, wait for me for dinner tonight. I think at least you could do is buy dinner for the old guy, the veteran scribe.
What time's your flight?
Absolutely.
What time's your flight?
It's in an hour, so I got to go hightail through security. Ron, when are you getting in?
I think I don't land until 7:15. So you're still staying where you said you were staying,
wait
right?
Wait for Ron.
Yep, I'll wait for you.
All right, I'll
Johnny,
look forward to it, man.
You're an international hero. You're a patriot. You're a spiritual guru, a philanthropist, a giant in your field, and Ron Cook's press box mate for the weekend. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.